Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
Colossians 1:19 through 20 says, "For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight." Wow, we can get excited today knowing that we are being presented to God the Father blameless through the new covenant of his Son. So we have good news because we have a new life. Colossians 1:23, "If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister." See, we live by the good news. We continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast. We don't allow anything to move us away from this simple transformation that takes place as we seek the Lord. I'm telling you, once the Word of God takes root in our life, we know that there's changes that take place. We might not even realize until we get around other people sometimes the changes that takes place because of the wisdom of the Holy Spirit that starts in our heart. We live by the good news. Jesus proclaimed the good news. Luke 4:18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Good news. So we have all that available to us every day. And as a child of God, you have a free subscription to the good news. You know, one example I think about is the paper route. Remember the paper route? Where they would get up at the crack of dawn and the young man mostly or young lady would get up and deliver the paper and they'd try to just get it right up at the door, right? Well, you knew that paper was going to be there. You had to be on time because it was the daily delivery of the news. Well, you know what? Every day you have a special delivery available to you, a free, fully paid subscription to the good news. It's a great pleasure to see someone walking in faith. It's a great pleasure to see someone that's grabbed a hold of the good news and says, "I'm not going to let go. I'm not going to be moved," just as we read in verse 23. Someone who dares to believe in God's word and stands on that. Matthew 7:24 says, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended and the floods came. And the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And how great was its fall." Romans 10:17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." You know what faith is? It's the confident assurance that God is who he says he is and he will do what he says he'll do. If we don't know what the word says, how are we going to have faith? See, I can have a promise. I can have $1 million coming to me, but if no one tells me about it, I can't receive it. It's mine, but I'll never get it. Matthew 13:44, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for the joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." See, for the joy of that treasure, he sells everything. See, it's not the wisdom of the world. It's heavenly. It's precious. And it's available to those that inquire and receive and seek. See, there's a problem because we all have another delivery. And I promise you, it's going to be there every day. And it's called the daily grind. It's not your morning cup of coffee. The daily grind is kind of like junk mail. You know, the mail that you get, whether you like it or not. Hey, you can even move, but that junk mail is going to find you wherever you're at. You know, one time I asked the post office, I said, "Can you stop these papers and all of the junk mail from coming to my mailbox? I'm not going to do anything with it." They said, "They can't do it. I just have to throw it away." The daily grind, what is that? It's the circumstances that we're facing. It's the feelings and thoughts. It's our way of doing things, maybe our outlook or opinions, maybe our thoughts about our past, and just battle with our problems. Every single day we have a choice to make. Am I going to pick up the heavenly wisdom that's changed my life, the good news? Am I going to dwell and meditate upon God's word so I have good success? Or am I going to pick up the daily grind? Which one are we going to subscribe to? Which one are we going to feed on? Which one are we going to read and study and live by? Are we going to live by earthly wisdom? Or are we going to live by heavenly wisdom? See, we have some enemies to contend with, and you guessed it, they come free with your daily grind subscription. The first enemy that you have to deal with is the world. See, what is the world? It's the community of sinful humanity that's rebellious toward God and His ways. 1 John 2:15 through 17 says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, because he who does the will of God abides forever." See, the world's way of doing things, the carnal thinking. In other words, the world says it's okay to kill the unborn. The world says it's okay to have same-sex marriages. The world says, just do what you feel is right. How do we conquer this enemy? We conquer the world by knowing the love of the Father. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Anything that we seek of this world to fulfill us, we're going to be extremely disappointed. The only fulfillment we're truly going to have is walking and receiving God's love. Because in that, knowing that the love of the Father is sufficient for us, knowing that we are accepted, we will not strive for acceptance from the world. We have another enemy. It's delivered with the daily grind, and it's our flesh. Galatians 5:19 through 22 says, "The wrong things that the sinful self does are clear: being sexually unfaithful, not being pure, taking part in sexual sins, worshiping gods, doing witchcraft, hating, making trouble, being jealous," we're not done yet, "being angry, being selfish, making people angry with each other, causing divisions among people, feeling envy, being drunk, having wild and wasteful parties, and doing other things like these. I warn you now, as I warned you before, those who do these things will not inherit God's kingdom." I'll tell you, that's a lot of enemies. That's a lot of battles. But each day, we have a battle to fight. How do we conquer this enemy, the flesh? We conquer this enemy by being led by the Spirit of God. Galatians 5:16. "So I tell you, live by following the Spirit. Then you will not do what your sinful selves want." When you walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Wow. Walking in the Spirit entails of placing Him before ourselves. That's exactly what we do. We say, "Lord, if it pleases you, then that's what I'm going to participate in." We put Him first before ourselves. Remember the commandments, the two greatest commandments: love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And that fulfills all of His commandments. So we conquer the flesh by being led by His Spirit.
Hi, this is Pastor Christine Shippey. I just want to say thank you for listening to this broadcast today. It's our hope that you've been encouraged. We want you to know that there's no situation or circumstance too dark that the light of God's love cannot shine through in your life. Love never fails, and God will never fail you. There's nothing impossible with God. Send us an email, give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281 592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.
Covenant with Christ International Ministries is located in Cleveland, Texas. We help meet the needs in the community through case management, benevolence programs such as clothing and food distribution, and a charity medical clinic to help those with no health insurance. Please give our office a call at 281-592-5001 to see how we can help you today. God bless you, and thank you for listening to our broadcast.
He is right there. He's right there with you right now. He's looked into the depths of your heart, and He knows everything about you. He knows our ways. He knows our thoughts. He even goes before us, and He follows us. We can never escape from His Spirit. We can never get away from His presence. If I go up to heaven, He's right there. If I go down to the grave, He's right there.
An Encouraging Word is produced at Mustard Seed Productions, The Sounds of Faith.